If the count of previous missed salah is weak for majority of people, then it wouldn't be surprising. Is it not possible that we start a movement in which we all become sahibe tartib? We have this movement going on in Jamiatul Madina to some extent of sahibe tartib. So no one should disclose about himself to anyone that I'll also become sahibe tartib, as it is revealing your sin to let others know about your missed salahs. So revealing sin is also sin. It's fearlessness. And don't ask anyone either whether he's sahibe tartib or not. Now, what is meant by sahibe tartib? As in, it refers to the one who has missed 6 of his salahs and the time for the 6th one has also passed. Now he is not sahibe tartib anymore. And on the other hand, if he has less than 6 missed salahs, then he is sahibe tartib. Most probably, majority of people would be facing this issue, those who offer salah. As in, their previous missed salah would still be pending. So, missed salah will not be forgiven only by repenting. One has to re-offer them as well. Repenting will make the sin of missing salah forgiven, whereas its expiation is that he also offers it. So, for this ruling, it is stated in Bahari Shariat that after the domestic chores, earning livelihood and such kind of important activities, leaving them out, one shall spend all his time in offering all his missed salah. For this very purpose, everyone should work on it individually himself. Whether it's an Islamic brother or sister, make the intention of becoming sahibe tartib, not the one with less than 6 missed salah, but the one having 0 missed salah, not even one single salah. Become such sahibe tartib. You are those with whom thousands of people are associated. How many students do Qari Sahiban have? Give this mindset to children as well. If the child gets used to offering salah from this age, then when he becomes mature, then he'll already be used to offering salah. So he'll remain a sahibe tartib. And their guardians shall also be persuaded in the same manner that they shall also wake up their children for salah. I used to drag my kids out for salah when they were young. As in, they would doze off at the place of ablution, fall asleep in sajda, and annoy quite a lot. But I never used to leave them. I used to pull them out and drag them out, and with the mercy of Allah, my kids offer salah today. If you start home dars, then those who are living in the home would agree to start offering salah. So is it final now that among the students, your own Madani children and Islamic sisters among the Madani female children, whether it is Darul Madina, Madrasatul Madina or Jamiatul Madina, the movement of becoming sahibe tartib is to be run in all of them. So this movement is not to be ended now. If you end up serving salah and the Holy Quran, then inshallah you will attain the neighborhood of the beloved Prophet in Jannatul Firdaus. And upon this persuasion, I will also attain it, inshallah. So we have to do this. The teachers of Jamiatul Madina also need to run this movement. The teachers of Darul Madina and the Madani daughters of Madrasatul Madina Lil Banat also need to run this movement. And this movement is to be run in Darul Madina as well. And yes, Madrasatul Madina Balighan, they are not to stay behind either. They also have to run this movement. If you've understood and realized the importance of this movement and want to carry on with this movement, then raise your hands that inshallah we'll keep persuading the students. In your heart, make the intention for yourself as well that I also have to become sahibe tartib myself as well, inshallah. So the movement for filling masajid is only for Islamic brothers, whereas Islamic sisters can participate in this movement by sending their husbands and their children in the masajid. And for their own salah, they shall enliven their homes and not keep home like a grave. There is no salah in grave. It's not offered in there. It is offered in the house. So they shall offer salah at home. And men shall also enliven homes by offering nawafil at home. If all responsible brothers take part in it, then it'll work. They should go and pay visit to Jamiatul Madina. They should visit Madarisul Madina. Zone level responsible Islamic brothers, Arakine Shura, etc. should go and give this mindset. Along with them, teachers and Nazimeen should also give this mindset. It should be done collectively because it is the matter of Salah. And now even Shaitan would get more active. That here they come. To reform themselves? Let me see how they run this movement. How come they're gonna make them offer Salah? InshaAllah, you will not succeed, O accursed Shaitan. We will offer Salah as well as make others also offer, InshaAllah. So we have a tough challenge ahead. But with the mercy of Allah, victory will InshaAllah be ours.